this is I'm Less Sad But Still Like Bands. They're running a little bit late, super cold outside, and I'm super busy, and totally like forgot about this, and then it was also lots of cold. So, yeah, with that said, our lovely co-host Kate is going to be joining us today. Get stuff done. Also, sorry, I didn't realize airtime was still on. That's my bad.
Wait, what was still on?
The music. Okay.
Oh, so music just played over everything you just said.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Okay, so if you heard Radiohead and not me, this is Abby. No Paige. Paige is busy. James is here.
Hi, I'm James.
We're going to play you some music for this lazy Sunday because we're running a little bit behind. He just woke up from a nap, even though it's 9 p.m. And
just call me out on air. All right, I see how it is.
I'm really running behind. Okay, what?
Y control.
Y control? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we're just going to wing it because I really didn't prepare well enough.
Oh, my God. You're just letting them know, like, everything that's going
I'm
on.
I'm super honest with my people.
I think you're supposed to, like, lie to them or something.
No, that's okay. Okay, so the first song we're going to play for you is Y Control by Yeah Yeah Yeahs from Fever to Tell. So hopefully that'll wake everybody up. Yeah, enjoy.
Get hype.
Oh, so wrong, my love endures under the fog.
Okay, everybody, up next is A New Era by Moderat. Thank you. Hi, next we're going to play Postcard by Balance and Composure, and then we're going to do Blondie. I lied about Blondie. Next, we're actually doing Tears for Fear's new song. So they actually just released a song this year after not having released a song for like probably almost 30 years. So that's really exciting. And they just put it on a greatest hits album called Rule the World. And it's really cool. It's pretty hip. Those old men got style.
He still sings real good.
Sings real good. He doesn't even sound old. It's great.
Yeah.
Okay. We think you're going to like it. Here you go. Hi, I promised you Blondie, so that's coming next. Here's Heart of Glass, shout out to Paige and also my mom. Debbie Harry is such an inspiration.
Cool. So that was Heart of Glass by Blondie. And this next song is The City by Dismemberment Plan, which is a fun song that has a drum beat you wouldn't expect. Here we go.
Hi, next is the Arctic Monkeys from Suck It and See.
Cannon canoe, the first of its kind to get to the moon. Give me an eeny, meeny, miny, moe. On it, dip, dog shit, rock and roll.
So that was Joy Division. Next song is by New Order. New Order is the same band as Joy Division, just with a different singer, because the singer of Joy Division unfortunately passed away during a tour.
It was right before a tour, actually. Mm-hmm. And then the band had to go on the tour without their singer, and just the guitarist did it. And then that became New Order.
Yeah, so he was the guitarist of Joy Division, and now he's the singer of New Order. He's really cool.
They still tour. They're real old now.
Yeah. And so this next song is Age of Consent by New Order, which is about a relationship that the singer was in that he nor his partner wanted to end. It was kind of a back and forth, unhealthy kind of thing. But yeah, further ado.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Little by Little by Radiohead. Next is Weenie Weedy Weeky, which is how you say it in Latin, by Black Lips.
Well, it looks...
Yeah.
Hey, so yesterday we went to see King Crimson.
King Crimson is this dope prog band from the 70s, if you don't know.
And we saw them at the Beacon Theater on Broadway, which is like probably one of the most beautiful theaters you'll ever see. It's like gilded in gold and there's statues and paintings everywhere and it freaking looks like an art museum from Europe.
Yeah, and we wanted to play their song 21st Century Schizoid Man on Spotify, but they're old geezers who don't like Spotify, I guess. So here's a cover.
Yeah, so this is a cover by Fuzz, which is the band that Ty Siegel drums for that my brother showed me, and he showed me this cover, and it's really awesome, and I feel like it's a little bit shorter than the original version, not really sure.
It's because, a lot shorter.
Yeah, it's a lot shorter.
It's, yeah.
By a lot. But, like, it's super sick, so enjoy this, please, instead of King Crimson. Here you go. Hey folks, it's 9:58, so we have 2 minutes left, and I don't really know what to play. So yeah, do you have any suggestions?
No, I mean if you're gonna play Amiibo, we're gonna listen to Amiibo.
But I was gonna hold on.
I already said Amiibo, so you gotta do it.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna play a song for my brother now. It's a surprise.
Good. the microscope. The little glass eyes, they never lie. How can this blow my cold? I've never seen anything like it before. This amoeba's got a mind of its own. But don't turn your back to stupid science world. This is reaching for the telephone. It's alive. You're better off dead if you only knew your growing life's taking a dive. I've never seen anything like it before. This amoeba's got a mind of its own. But don't turn away, you stupid science world. This is reaching for the telephone.
So that's going to be all for us.
Bye.
Music-wise, I just want to make a quick note. I've been reading a dystopian novel recently called Super Sad True Love Story by Gary Steigart, and I've been thinking a lot about other dystopian novels like Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep in 1984 and Fahrenheit 451. Because of our near impending dystopian future under the Trump rule. So if you guys are interested, you should definitely read those books or books like it. They're super interesting, and they might calm your nerves because they're satirical and take you away from our unfortunate reality. Don't shake your head.
I mean, I hate Trump, but, like, if I were to use those words that I want to use against Trump, like, we get in trouble here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't swear on this.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Trump is bad! All right, let's...
Okay, wrapping up. Have a good night, everybody. That's the end of that.